Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Samech. We are up to Sif Beis. We're on the third line of page Lamed Beis, which is the page following page 62. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Keshia somuch l'chashecha yisha la'anshe beiso b'loshen raka. When it gets close to dark, one should ask his family members in a soft tone, Yisartem, Eravtem, Hifrashtem chala. You ask the Anshe Beiso if they took Meiser, if they made an Erev, and if they were Mafresh chala. V'yomar lahem, and you say to them, Hadliku es haner, light the candles. Uvamokum shein ma'asrin ein tzarech loma isartem. The Rama says, in a place where they don't take off Meiser, so then you don't need to say isartem. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Tes, Samuch l'chashecha, Hainu koden bein hashmashos ba'od vadayom. This is talking about before twilight, before bein hashmashos starts, while it's still for sure day. V'shiyihya bo'od shahus lahosev mechol ala kodesh. With enough time that they can still do Tosefa Shabbos, they could add on from the chol to the kodesh. V'atam shema'acher melisha al'ata. And the reason why we delay in asking until this point in time, which is very late in the day, is k'dei shelo yifshu v'yomru adayin yesh shahus. If you tell people too early to do it, they're going to push it off and say we have plenty of time, and therefore you do it later in the day, while it is still vadayom. It should be said b'loshen rakos the katan yud ki heichi de lekablu mine. That way they'll accept it from him. Ula olam al yatul adam ema yaseru b'sol beso. A person should always talk softly in his house and not have any fear in his house. Shemitoch hayira he mechalul in Shabbos, because when a person puts fear into his family, it leads to chil Shabbos. Umachilun laadam davar ha'aser lo, and they feed a person something that is aser to him. Uba'an lidei kama averos, and it will lead to various averos. And this is based on different stories that are brought down in the Gemara. Sivkoton yud aleph isartem. You ask them, did you take Meiser? Dechol hani ein yochol la'asosam achakal b'Shabbos. The reason why we're asking if all these things were done before Shabbos is because these things cannot be done on Shabbos. V'kach yuzareis odosam be'er Shabbos. Therefore, we're trying to be mezareis the family to do it before Shabbos. Sivkoton yud beis eravtem. Did you make an eruv? Ubemekomo she'ein derech laniach eruvei chatzeros ki'im me'erev pesach le'erev pesach. In places where it's not the way to make an eruv chatzeros every Shabbos, but rather they do it once a year from erev pesach till the next erev pesach. Vegam eruvei tchumen ein darko laniach. And also, if they're not normally setting up an erev tchumen, so ein tzarech lomar zeh. So the same way the Rama says in a place they're not taking off Meiser, let's say they're in Chutz La'aretz, and in a place where they're not making an Erev, because they make the Erev once a year for the Erev Chatzeros and Erev Tchumen they don't normally make, so these things don't have to be said. Sivkoton yud gimel hifrash dem chala. Did you take chala? V'ka'es einu hagen lishol ze. Nowadays we are not knowing to ask this as well. V'ayim b'tshuvas kneses yecheskel simen chav gimel shekosav tam laze. So the Knesset Yecheskel brings a reason for this, and that's in note number 20, V'tam Bosham. His reason over there is, Mipnei Sha'af Im Lo'efrishu Be'er Shabbos, even if you were not mafresh Chala on Erev Shabbos, Yesh Takona L'Chala Chutz La'aretz. There's still an Eitzah of how to take Chala in Chutz La'aretz, Al Yedei She'yocha V'yishar Ma'at, through eating it on Shabbos, and leaving over a little bit afterwards, V'yafresh B'motzei Shabbos Min HaMashuyar, and then you could be mafresh the Chala on Motzei Shabbos from that which is left over. U'kemo She'kasa V'mishabura L'kamon, like we'll see later on in the Mishabura in the next Siman. Skip the brackets. V'hosav HaKnesset Yecheskel Shom. The Knesset Yecheskel adds there, Shelefize, according to this, Be'erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos, and Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, Tzarech Lishol Ha'im HaFrishu Chalo Me'achome Tzomei L'Achilu B'Shabbos. In that case, you would have to ask before Shabbos if they took Chalo off of the Chomets that they plan on eating on Shabbos, Kevon She'yevshor L'Hashir Es HaChalas HaChomets L'Motzei Shabbos Sheriyu Pesach. Normally, we just said, the Achalas Chutz La'aretz, you're allowed to eat it first, and then you could take off from what's remaining. So on a regular Shabbos, that would be okay, but on Erev Pesach, which is Chal B'Shabbos, you can't leave over the Chametz left of Shabbos, because that's how having Chametz on Pesach. Therefore, in that case, you would have to say, were you mafresh Chala? Back to the Mishabura, the Enes of Katan Yogimel. Ach be'erev Pesach b'vaday tzarech lushol. So the Knesset Yecheskel told us that the reason why we're not knowing to be shoel this on a regular Erev Shabbos is because you could do it after Shabbos. But on Erev Pesach, for sure you have to ask before Shabbos, before Pesach. So the second part of the statement, v'imchal b'shabes, that erev Pesach is on Shabbos, tzarech lishol b'erev Shabbos, that we explained already in the note. But the first part of erev Pesach, b'vaday tzarech lishol. So the explanation over there, and we'll see more about this in the next Siman of Mirtz Hashem, is that when they used to make matzah, in the dough that they made for the matzah, in the isa of the matzah, there wasn't normally a shir of challah. And there was only a chi of challah when they joined together the matzah from various isos afterwards. And there are those who say that when you join together various matzahs from different batches of dough, that you're not allowed to be mafresh from one isa onto another isa. And therefore you'd have to make sure to leave over from every piece of matzah a little bit, and that's a very hard thing to do. And therefore the Mishnah Berurah is saying that although on a regular Erev Shabbos there is an Eitzah of not asking, because you could always be mafresh the challah after Shabbos, the challah's chutz la'aretz, but when it comes to Erev Pesach, and we're discussing matzah, so then for sure you need to ask, because it's very difficult to accomplish it after Pesach, and therefore it should be done before. And the Mishnah Berurah just ended off, if it's chal b'shabbos, tzarech lishol b'erev Shabbos, ayin shom, and that we explained was going on, certainly the chametz that you can't leave over to after Shabbos. The last point the Mechaber told us is that you should say hadliku es haner, sivkot in yudalid, bipatach tachas ahei, it's hadliku es haner b'loshen sivui. This one is not a question, it's a command. Light the candles. De'ein shayach she'ela. It's not shayach to ask, did you light candles? D'horoa shalohudla, because you can just look and see that they didn't light. But the other things, it's not necessarily nicker, so you ask, did you take meiser? Did you take challah? But over here, you see that candles are not lit, so it's beloshen tzivui, hadliku, light the candles. V'hu adin she'azhirim she'yivsaku milasas melacha. Not only the things mentioned here, lighting the candles, but you also have to warn the family members to stop doing melacha. V'imhu az bebeis ha-medrash o b'mokam achir. If the person then, as Shabbos is coming in, is in the base medrash or he's somewhere else, tzarech l'shloach achar she'azhirim l'zeh. He has to send someone else to warn his mishpacha to stop doing melacha. That concludes Siman Reish Samach. Now we're going to begin Siman Reish Samach Aleph, Zman Hadlokas Haneros L'Shabbos, the time of Hadlokas Neros for Shabbos. Says the Mechaber Sif Aleph, Sofei Chashecha. When it is Sofei Chashecha, it's a Sofei whether it's dark or not. V'hu Bein Hashmoshos, and that is what we refer to as Bein Hashmoshos. The Ramo explains, V'hainu Kedei Shir Hiluch Shloshes Rivei Miel Achashkiya Sachama. So the Ramo explains that Bein Hashmoshos is the shir that it takes to walk 3/4 of a mil after Shkia, the sheer mil who shlish sha'a pachos chelek shloshim. And the sheer of time it takes to walk a mil is 1/3 of an hour minus 1/30 of an hour. So let's just do a little math over here. The shear of a mil is shlish sha'a, is 1/3 of an hour. An hour is 60 minutes. 1/3 of 60 minutes is 20 minutes. Pachos minus chelek shloshim, minus 1/30 of an hour. 1/30 of an hour is 2 minutes. So it's 20 minutes minus 2 minutes. So the shear of a mil is the time it takes to walk 18 minutes. So the shear ben hashmashos, the Ramah said in the first line, that's the shear hiloch shloshes rive mil, 3/4 of a mil, after shkias achama, which is exactly 13 and a half minutes. So the Mechaber says, Safi Chashecha, when it's a Safi, whether it's dark or not, and that is Bein Hashmashos, and that is the time it takes to walk 13 and a half minutes after Shkia Sachama. So then, during that period, Ein Ma'asr Nesavada, you cannot take Meiser on stuff that is Vadai Chayv and Meiser. The Ein Matbila Nesakelim, you cannot do Tfilas Kelim. The Ein Matliga Nesaneros, you cannot light the candles. The Ein Ma'arvin Eruve Tchumen, and you cannot set up an Erev Tchumen. The Ein Lekamon Simen Tov Tezvav Siv Beis. That's where we'll stop in the Mechaber and the Ramah for today. Now let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkotan Aleph, Bein Hashmoshos. So the Mechaber said that these things are not allowed to be done during Bein Hashmoshos. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Im Nistapik Im Higia Hazman Le Bein Hashmoshos Gam Kein Aser. Even if you're not sure if it's Bein Hashmoshos, you're Mesupuk, if it reached Hazman Le Bein Hashmoshos, these things are also going to be Aser. Now, if you look in the Beralocha, he's bothered by Akasha, why don't we say it's a Sveik Sveika? Maybe it's not even Bein Hashmoshos, and even if it is Bein Hashmoshos, maybe Bein Hashmoshos is really day. So if you look in the first Beralocha, he writes, I am a Mishabru, a Sivkotan Aleph, the Lohavi Sveik Sveika, this is not considered a Sveik Sveika. He says two reasons. Number one, the Safek Chesron Yedia Eino Nichlas Klal Begeder Safek. One is that a Sveik Sveika does not count if one of the Sveikas is only a Safek and a lack of knowledge. You're just not sure on the timing. You're not sure if it's Bein Hashmoshos or not. That's not considered a Safek. I mean, a Safek, whether Bein Hashmoshos had a din of Yom or Laila, that's a valid Safek, but the the second suffix that you're not sure if it's Zman HaBein HaShmashos, other people know it, you're just not sure on the timing. As note number 6 points out, B'tam HaDavar Kosev HaShulchan Aruch HaRav She'afal Pi Shehu Eino Yodea, even though you don't know if it's Zman HaBein HaShmashos or not, Mikom HaKom HaCherem Yodim, others do know. So a lack of Yediyah on your part does not contribute to make it a Sveik Sveik. If you look down a couple of lines, it says, Od Nir Alidim Mishum Hachi Lo Havei Safek. Another reason why it's not considered a Sveik Sveika, to whom the Shem Echad. Because really, both Sveikas over here have the same shame, Safek Yom Safek Laila. Because a Sveik Sveika is, maybe it's Bein HaShmashos, maybe it's not, meaning maybe it's still day. And even Bein HaShmashos, maybe that's considered day. So both Sveikas are just telling you that it's day, that's considered one big Safek, and therefore it would not get a din of Bein HaShmashos, of a Sveik Sveika. And therefore the Mishabura says, of Katan Aleph, if you're Mesubik of his Bein HaShmashos, the same things that are Usr during Bein HaShmashos, which itself is a Suffolk, will be also Usr in a time that you're not sure if it is in fact Bein HaShmashos. Sif Katan Beis, we said that Bein HaShmashos is Achar Shkia Sachama, we said it's 13 and a half minutes after Shkia. Hainu Achar Sov Shkia. This means 13 and a half minutes after the end of Shkia, the Sov Shkia, which we'll discuss more in further Shiurim. Teladas HaTosas HaShulchan Aruch Nimshach Mitchilas HaShkia Ad Sofa Yoser Mishlosha Milin. According to Tosas and the Shulchan Aruch, we'll see from the beginning of Shkia until the end of Shkia is more than 3 mil, which is more than 18 times 3. 18 times 3 is 54, so it's more than 54 minutes. Kilokama Misif Beis, we'll see the details of that, Mirtz Hashem, soon. V'achakach Masril Hazman Debein HaShmashas, and only after that more than 3 mil begins the short time, the 13 and a half minutes Zman of Bein HaShmashas. V'ayin Lekama Mishabura Sif Katan Chav, look later on, we'll get into great detail of the exact timing of Bein HaShmashas and Mirtz Hashem in the upcoming Shiurim. But whatever the time exactly is, those 13 and a half minutes after the time it takes to walk 3 mil from the beginning of Shkia, which is the 13 and a half minutes after Sov Shkia, before it turns into Tzeisak Ochavim, during that time period, we say Ein Ma'asra. And the first thing is, you can't take Meiser from a Vadais of Katan Gimel. Afilu B'Meiser Peros Tahavi the Rabbanon. Even if it's the Meiser of fruit, which is only the Rabbanon, you cannot do that during Bein HaShmashos. Sev Katan Dalet Es HaVadai. The Havalei Kemisake, and the reason why you can't take off Meiser on Vadai, things that are required to have Meiser taken from them during Bein HaShmashos, is that is like Misakin, because you're fixing up your food, you're allowed to eat the other fruit now, after you take the Meiser from this fruit. V'hu adin sha'osar lahafrish chala apuchutz la'aretz. During Bein HaShmashos, not only can you not take Meiser, you also cannot be mafrish chala, even if it's chalas chutz la'aretz, which is the Rabbonim. V'chomr chalas chutz la'aretz yoser mi Meiser. And says the Mishabura, the chala of chutz la'aretz is more strict than Meiser. Why? When it comes to Meiser, ain lo ma yochel b'Shabbos, if a person poshut has no food to eat on Shabbos, su havi l'tzarech mitzvah, then taking the Meiser during Bein HaShmashos would be considered doing it for a mitzvah. The kaimulon de lo gozru al shvus Bein HaShmashos l'tzarech mitzvah. And we hold the Chazal will not go there, their isure de rabbanon, their shvusim, during Bein HaShmashos, if it is for the purpose of the mitzvah, kemosha pasak l'kameh, like we will see later on. So therefore, there are times that Meiser will be mutter to be taken during Bein HaShmashos if you have nothing else to eat. However, ule'inyan chala yesh lahachmir b'chol gavni. But when it comes to chala, we're always machmir. Why? Sharei chala schutz la'aretz yochol lecho below hafroshas chala. Like we mentioned at the end of the last simon a few minutes ago, that when it comes to chala schutz la'aretz, there's another eitzah besides being mafresh during Bein HaShmashos. You can be mafresh after Shabbos. You're allowed to eat the bread on Shabbos without hafroshas chala. Ulashayir ma'at ad achar Shabbos, and leave over a little bit of the challah, of the bread, till after Shabbos. Ulhafresh min ha'mashuyah, and then you could do afrasha on that which remains. V'lochein kishachal Shabbos be'erev Pesach, and also like we saw in the last simon, therefore when Shabbos falls in Erev Pesach, v'lo hifresh challah mehamatzah be'erev Shabbos b'odyom, and you would not mafresh challah from the matzah on Erev Shabbos while it was still day, mutter lahafresh af be'erev Shabbos b'nashmoshos. You would be allowed to be mafresh even on Erev Shabbos ben Hashmashos, di'ev shor lechol ulushayer chaticha mikol matzah. Because like we said before, it's not impossible, but it's very difficult to be leaving over a piece from every single matzah you have. Like we mentioned earlier, you can't necessarily take from one batch of another, and the matzah is made in small batches of dough. And also, like we mentioned previously, the same din is true if you were in mafresh challah before Shabbos from the chometz that you're going to eat on Shabbos the next day, so you don't have the eitzah of leaving it over till after Shabbos, because that's going to be Pesach. That would also be grounds to be mafresh the challah on Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashos. Sivkotan hey, the ain matbilim, we said you can't do tfilas kalim. Ha mechaber hetrik lashon ha-mishnah. The mechaber over here is bringing down the lashon of the Mishnah Shabbos. Av she'ein nohig ata. Even though that which the Mishnah is referring to in Shabbos is not nohig nowadays, the Mishnah ayri le'inyan lahatbil kalim mitumasam. The Mishnah that discusses not doing tfilas kalim during Ben Hashmashos is talking about being matvil kalim from their tumah. Mishum dinafkamina mizeh. The reason why the mechaber is bringing it down, even though it's not nogeya to us, we don't have tumah and tara nowadays. Lagabi our kalim. Mishum dinafkamina mizeh ledidon leinyan tfilas kalim chadoshim anikochim min ha'ino yehudi. It's because that same din that they had in the olden days about doing tfilas kalim to get rid of the tumah, we do still have nowadays the idea of tfilas kalim when we do buy kalim from a goyit. The ladasa usim lehatbilun b'shabbos. According to the Shita that says Tfilas Kelim is Usr on Shabbos, like we'll see later in Simon Shinchov Gimel Siv Zayin, the Usr Nami Lidhu Latbilan Ben Hashmashos. So the one that says Tfilas Kelim nowadays is Usr on Shabbos would also hold that Tfilas Kelim for our purposes is Usr Ben Hashmashos as well. The Atam, and the reason is Mishum Denirakim Misakin Esakli, because it appears that you're fixing up the Kli. Ta Yidea Tfilah Mutter Lishdamish, but through doing the Tfilah Tfila on the kli, you're now allowed to use the kli. Achim utzarach l'shabbos ve'en lo acher. But if you have no other kli to use on Shabbos, and therefore it's mamish a Shabbos need, yochol litbo ben hashmashos, then you can do the tfila ben hashmashos ulevarich kadin, and you can make a bracha. The Sharetzion Osches points out this is a Taz in the Bagan Avram. The Ayn the Primigodim Shemashma Minei Shabbein Hashmashos Tov Yosher Shalo Yechapes Achar Eitzos Acheros Hamavuoros L'Kamum Asimin Shinchav Gimel Siv Zayin B'Hagoshom. The Primogodim says that if it comes to Ben Hashmashos and you need to be doing the Tfilas Kalim, it's better to just do the Tfilas Kalim the regular way and to be able to make a bracha and not to do the other eitzes that are brought down over there. What are the other eitzes over there if you have a kli that you weren't tovel and you want to use it? So if you look at note number 40, it points out, Ofen Echad Kosova Shulchan Aruch Sham, one eighth of the Shulchan Aruch brings over there is, Loseis Es Akli La Goy B'Matana, you can give over your Kli to a Goy as a Matana that it's his, V'Lisho Mimenu Shuv Es Akli La Shabbos, and then you could borrow the Kli from the Goy for Shabbos. She'oz Ein Tzarech Tfila, Kedin Kli Akum She'en Atzricha Tfila. It's the Kli of a Goy now, so you're borrowing it, it's not your Kli, and therefore you get out of Tfilas Kalim. The Ofen Nosav Kosav HaRamoshom, the Ramosh over there brings another eitzah of how you can get out of doing Tfilas Kalim. Sheyamale B'Kli Mayim Ma'amikvah U'Bekach Yatbilenu. That you could fill up the Kli with water from the Mikvah, and Derech Agav, it's going to end up having a Tfilah of the Kli. And if you skip to the bottom, he writes, U'Betam Adover She'odiv Lo L'Histamech Al Eitzah Zu Shel HaRamoh. And the reason why the Prima Godim is saying you should not rely on that eitzah, which seemingly is a great eitzah, just fill up the Kli with water from the Mikvah, and Memela, you were told over the kli, so the Prima Gadim says, Kevin Shib opens that tovel as a kli below bracha. When you're doing that kind of harama, so you're not making a bracha. Therefore, the Prima Gadim says, it's better just to do it the regular way if it's Ben Hashmashos and that's only kli that you have. That way, at least you chap the bracha on the tvila of the kli. Now, the Mishabura continues, Vitamin Sivkotan Vav. We said also during Ben Hashmashos, we said, Ve'ein Madlikin Asaneris, you cannot light the candles. Bazeh Osir Afilu Tzarech Mitzvah. This is usher, even if it is for the purposes of a mitzvah. She is batul al yidei zeh mesuda Shabbos. But if you're not lighting candles and you can't see, you're not going to be able to have your suda Shabbos, which is a mitzvah. V'chia gavna, in similar cases, the sveika do raisahu. The reason why it's usher is because lighting candles on Shabbos is usher. Now it's a safek hashecha. Maybe it's Shabbos, so that's a safek do raisa. Therefore, you can't even do it for dvar mitzvah. And even b'di'evit, if you lit a candle or you did any other malacha during ben hashmashos, aser lehonos yemena, you are not allowed to benefit from that malacha. Kemo liam haya osa osa b'shabbes gufa, the same way if you did a malacha on Shabbos, da aser afilu im osa osa b'shogeg kemuvur b'simin shin yudches. So the same way if you did a malacha on Shabbos, even b'shogeg, it's aser to benefit from that malacha on Shabbos. So too ben hashmashos, if you do a malacha, you're not allowed to benefit from it, even if it was done b'shogeg. Now this is not so posh. If you look at note number 5, he points out, Kan Hevi Rak is Dasa Shulchan Aruch Sham. Here, the Mishabura is only referencing the Shita of the Mechaber and Shin Yud Ches, that if you do a malacha b'shogeg, that it's going to be usher to benefit from that malacha. Omnam lekamon kosov. But later on in Shin Yud Ches, the Mishabura brings down Shagra b'biuro sover. The Gra argues, the Gra holds, Shabishogeg mutter miyad gam lo'otsa malacha. If the malacha was done on Shabbos b'shogeg, you're allowed to get benefit from it, even the one who did the actual malacha. The Echriya ha-Mishabura sham, and the Mishabura over there decided, Shabimakum atzerach yeshlis mochazeh. In a time of need, one can rely on the Gra. V'chein kosa b'ber alacha l'kamon. So just pointing out, it's interesting, the Mishabura over here is saying that if you lit a candle or did any other malacha during ben hashmashos, it's usser, just like if you did malacha, even b'shogeg on Shabbos, it's usser. But really, the Mishabura himself says later on that there is the Shita of the Gra that you can rely on in a time of need, and that is that if it was done b'shogeg, it's mutter for everyone, even the one who did the malacha. Sivkotan zayin ve'ein ma'arvin, we said during ben hashmashos also you cannot make an eruv tchumen. Says the Mishabura, the Begemara yesemech le'eruve tchumen mikra. Because the Gemara brings down a remez to eruv tchumen from the pasuk. Val kein chomer, therefore it's more chomer, like lighting the candle was a daraisa. So this has a smach in the pasuk, therefore it's more chomer. Da filu dvar mitzvah aser, and therefore even for dvar mitzvah that you want to do, and that's why you're making the eruv tchumen, it will still be aser to be done during ben hashmashos, because just like you can't do a daraisa during ben hashmashos, even for dvar mitzvah, here also it might not be daraisa, but there is a smach for the eruv tchumen mikra that makes a chomer like a daraisa, so that it couldn't be done even for dvar mitzvah. Kain kosav ha'ola Shabbos. That's what Ola Shabbos writes. Well, levush mekil dvar mitzvah. The levush argues, and he says for dvar mitzvah, it would be mutter to do an eruv tchumen because eruv tchumen is only the rabbanim. Ushtei deos ha'elu nimtzon b'seifa me'iri. The me'iri brings down these two shitas. Ayin shom shekosev. Look in the me'iri where he writes. Diladeya hamateres. According to the shita that says it's mutter for dvar mitzvah. Aye, the Gemara says it's aser. Yeah, Iri ha Gemara da oser la arif. So the Gemara that says it's aser to make an eruv, we're talking about a case tafka b'dvar harashus, where you're making an eruv for a dvar harashus. Ube ma'arev b'raglov, and it has to be that you're making your eruv tchumen by having your feet being in that place when Shabbos comes in. The ba'alma mutra afilu dvar harashus, because normally if you're being ma'arev b'raglov, you're allowed to do such an eruv even with your feet for a dvar harashus. The bepas, because to make a regular eruv tchumen with bread, hakai. Normally we say that if you're making a regular eruv tchumen with bread, you're not allowed to do it unless it is for a dvar mitzvah. So the Me'iri says, according to the one that says you're allowed to do an eruv for a dvar mitzvah, when the Gemara says you can't make an eruv, it's talking about making an eruv for dvar hashus and making an eruv with your feet, which normally is okay for a dvar harashus, but in this case, during ben hashmashos, it would be usser. But a regular eruv tchumen that you're making with bread, that's normally only allowed to be done for a dvar mitzvah. Kmo shekasa b'simen tov tezvov, sif aleph ad kan l'shon ha-mi'iri. And finally, Sekadun Ches, the Ramah said, ayin l'kamon, simen tov tezvov, rotzalomar mitza say, the mavur sham. It's clarified over there, the b'dievet eruv ha-eruv. If a person did make an eruv tchumen during ben hashmashos, b'dievet his eruv is good. V'ayin sham magen avram. Look over there in the magen avram. We will stop here and finish in mitzvah Hashem the rest of Sif Aleph tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an eon shiur on any daf in shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.